Simon Shin Samach Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. Mechaber says they have a group of people who are eating together, and Shabbos starts. The pas, loaf of bread that's on the table, they could rely on that as the Erev. That could be the Erev Chatzeris. Hagam wasn't designated to be Erev Chatzeris, which Shabur explains as a big chiddush we see over here. Even though it wasn't designated to be Erev Chatzeris, the facts are that if they're partners in this pas, at this point, it could work as Erev Chatzeris. It does the same job, because they're shutfim and they're dart together in this bias that they're eating in, but the mere fact that they are partners in this pas. Not only that, Mishbura points out there's a second chiddush over here, that even if this pas did not originally belong to all of them, rather as a balabais who invited them and really belonged to him, since he allows everyone to eat from it, and they're all eating from it midaitai, so now it's going to suck the old shutfim, they're all partners in it, and Mela, it worked very chatzeris. The Mechaber says that you have to realize that we're talking about in a house, which is a place you kide ev chatzeris. It's a house that's dal dal ams. But if they're eating out in the chatzer, it's not going to work, because the chatzer is not a place, which is a baradir, not a place they could use for ev chatzeris. Now, important to note also, that's only if you're doing Erev Chatzeris. Shtuf Mavoyis, when you're joining the various Chatzeris and Mavi together, that could be kept even in the Chatzer. And therefore, for Shtuf Mavoyis, it could work even if it's in the Chatzer. Only if Erev Chatzeris has to be in the Bias. It must be said also, if they have any Shutfas, any loaf of bread in anyone in the house that's going over Erev Chatzeris, even though it wasn't designated Erev Chatzeris, same concept that the Mechaber had spoken out. So if you base the Mechaber says that Petrobus of a Khan, he could do the Erev Chatzeris from half the Khan, he could do the Zachir for him, even Shlemi Daitai, he's in charge of the cotton. And anyway, Erev Chatzeris works Shlomi Dai to Zoch La'am Shlomi Fon of that Petrobus, the one whose his agent takes care of his affairs, can do on his behalf. Sifid Gimel the Mechaber says, a mitzvah, lachsach Erev Chatzeris, the pride of Erev Chatzeris. Shabur explains, people shouldn't come to you over on the issue of carrying on Shabbos. Sifid Dal the Mechaber says, make a brocha on Erev Chatzeris. Asher Gishonim Mitzvahis, he thrown on mitzvahs Erev. And the Mishtabura says, even if somebody doesn't live over there, if he's going to be spending Shabbos over there, he can make the bracha. Because right now, he needs Erev Chatzeris to be able to carry from the house to the Chatzar on Shabbos, since this is where he's being for Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha discusses, well, if somebody's not being there for Shabbos, he's being there for Yom Tov, that's also good enough. Let's say he's not being there for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. It seems that he cannot do it. Although usually if you do a mitzvah with somebody else, you put up the mezuzah, you can make the bracha for them. If I invite you to my house to put up the mezuzahs for me, you can make the bracha. So why is he over any worse? For some reason here, it seems to be different. Only somebody who's part of the Erev Chatzeris, at least for that Shabbos, that Yom Tov, could be the one to do it. Because the Erev is already put together for everyone who gives Mishtatov and gave two part in the Erev. And the Bracha only made someone who's playing a role in the Erev, at least for this week. Now, Bir Halacha says that nowadays, they give the Rav, the Schlus, like the Bracha for everybody. Anybody could be the one to gather and do the Zechiyah and gather the Erev, because the Rav, who's local, he's ultimately the one who's going to make the Bracha. Now, the Nusach, he says the Badin Eruva that's found in the Siddur, by four Kabbalah Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is also, if you're doing Eruv Tavshilin and Eruv Chatzeris together, make one bracha mitzvah Erevin, you say a separate Badein Eruvah for each one. There's also a Lashon L'Chayodim, you make a bracha on mitzvah Eruv Tavshilin and Eruv Chatzeris before you say the Badein, rather than saying just one on mitzvah Erevin. He also says that you could say one Badein for both of them. Make the bracha Eruv Tavshilin and Eruv Chatzeris and make one Badein for them together instead of making a separate Badein for each one. So whichever way you do, you're going like somebody, either way is safe, as long as you make a bracha. And as long as you say the Bahadain. The actual bracha is not ma'akav, even Nusach Bahadain is not ma'akav. Like we see, if they're just partners in the past, in the house, that's good enough.